This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grada.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF is provided by the 7th Annual Cherokee Art Market, featuring 130 Native American artists, along with interactive cultural demonstrations, October 13th and 14th, inside Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa. More information available at CherokeeArtMarket.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a local illusionist escapes from handcuffs inside the KUAF studios. Also, Fayetteville prepares to host the individual World Poetry Slam.
Plus, the words of women inside the Northwest Arkansas Community Correction Center will be part of a theatrical production later this week. But first, state finance officials are expressing concern about new revenue numbers out yesterday for the month of September. While Arkansas is taking in more money compared to the same time last year and is above forecast for the year, state economist John Shelnut notes that the last few months have been disappointing.
The sales tax was below forecast. Again, this is the third consecutive month. It was below forecast by 3.9%, and that was the result of low collections across both households, retail, and business consumption. So it's a concern, but it was made up for this month by individual income tax.
The state's net available revenues for September totaled $494 million. Overall, the state is $42 million above forecast.
Arkansas recently joined the fray of states supporting the development of compressed natural gas vehicles. According to thecitywire.com, Governor Mike Beebe on Monday joined a 22-state effort to convince automakers to build more affordable compressed natural gas vehicles. Although the state is only the latest to join the effort, a localized effort to push development of CNG vehicles is taking place in Benton County. Tomorrow morning, Benton County Judge Bob Kleinard will host a Northwest Arkansas CNG roundtable.
It's an attempt to bring awareness to the people in Benton County and also the potential community, not only the individuals, but corporations, school systems, and everyone to the possibility of using CNG fuel in our vehicles.
He says the U.S. has more potential for natural gas production than it does crude oil, and that a switch to CNG would prevent the U.S. from being as subject to fluctuating oil prices set by countries that are less than benevolent to the U.S. economy. He says if local governments like Benton County join the push for CNG, then the fuel's viability increases.
There's private companies that want to come here and put in CNG stations, but they want to see leadership from the judge and from our mayors and from our city councils and from the private sector, that if they put stations here, people will commit to convert their vehicles to natural gas.
The forum is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shoemaker Center on the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus in Bentonville.
Residents enjoying the early fall colors at Beaver Lake may have noticed some colors that weren't in the trees. Algae has bloomed on portions of the lake, but Assistant Lake Manager Michael Richards says the algae blooms won't stay around for very long.
The algae bloom is really very sporadic. It shows up and could be there like maybe a day, 2 days, and then just disappears. It blooms very fast and is dissipated by, you know, wind or any time changes in the water temperature or air temperature. And it dilutes pretty well, too, as far as that goes. It's an algae that normally blooms, you know, whenever conditions get right, drought type conditions or warmer weather, those types of things.
Richard says the blue-green algae, known to scientists as Osculatoria limosa, should not be a concern to residents turning on the tap for drinking water.
The drinking water that is pulled from Beaver Lake from the different sources, they treat the drinking water for all kinds of things, including algae and other types of elements that are in the water to render the water safe for human consumption.
Richard says the algae typically forms on the lake during the transition from summer to fall.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville is advising students and faculty that temporary network outages could occur between Friday and Monday. The outages are expected as construction crews will be required to shut off chilled water to Bell Engineering Building during construction at Ozark Hall. According to a press release, the Bell Engineering Building is a major distribution point for the campus network, and water is used to keep critical components cool. University IT services will monitor temperatures and power down equipment if necessary. For For a full list of buildings that could be potentially affected, visit newswire.uark.edu.
This morning, Ozark Regional Transit released ridership numbers for fiscal year 2012. According to the release, the transit company saw just over 296,400 passengers on all of its routes, representing a 12.3% increase over fiscal year 2011 totals.
The city of Fayetteville will give away free mulch during the month of October. According to the city's website, while the excess supply lasts, residents can pick up tree mulch at the city's compost facility on Armstrong Avenue during normal business hours and from 8 a.m. until noon on Saturday the 6th and Saturday the 13th of October.
Razorback men's golf team had a terrific Tuesday. The team finished the Olympia Fields Fighting Illini Invitational with a 13-stroke victory over number 4-ranked Florida, Florida State, Duke, and Stanford. The 14-over-par victory is the first team title of the season for the 15th-ranked Razorbacks. The Razorbacks next head to the links Monday for the Jack Nicklaus Invitational in Dublin, Ohio.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with a low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, expect clear skies with a high of 86 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. And in northwest Arkansas, expect clear skies with a high around 81 degrees and a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions with a 50% chance of rain and possibly a thunderstorm, with a low in northwest Arkansas 57 degrees and a low of 64 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.